today, and thank you for having us in. We've already had lunch, so we're good to go now.
Well, I'm glad y'all came to see us.
We really enjoy it. In fact, my wife and I come here, and for the radio station crew, we come quite often to see you guys every time we're in Elkton. We had breakfast right here, and we saw the whole crew. A lot of problems got solved that morning because Frank McReynolds was here, Arthur Green, and Kelvin DeBerry. If you got all three of them in the same place, a problem somewhere is getting solved. I'm not sure if they make much sense or not, but you know.
They do. They solve all the Elton's problems for us. Sometimes they don't really know the answer, though. They just kind of look at you like you're funny.
They do that, that's for sure. But I tell you something I want to talk about. Billy Goat Hill. Tell us a little bit about the story for people who may not know the story behind Billy Goat Hill.
Well, I guess a short version would be years ago, Robbie's granddaddy, great-granddaddy that owned Weather's Drugs, lived down in the big white house on East Main Street that Glenda Bell lives in now. And his wife had a lot of allergies, and the doctor told her she needed to move out of town. And so he bought the first farm that he came to, which is exactly 1 mile from the square, which would be about a half a mile from that house. And when he took her to it, she looked at it and she said, "This old rocky place couldn't even raise a billy goat." So it got its name, Billy Goat Hill, and that's the farm, and it's been five generations there. Cows, chickens, horses, you name it, it's been raised, but no billy goats.
No billy goats. And I didn't realize no billy goats at all, but you guys serve a unique blend of farm-to-table items. It's truly a farm-to-table because a lot of times you're growing it on the farm, raising it on the farm, and you serve it right here in the restaurant.
True. All the beef in the restaurant is from our farm, and some of the chicken is. We're trying to get our chicken production up where we can make sure that all the chicken is from the farm. And we've actually got a lot of things coming into play. We're fixed to reopen our store as phase one of our thing. And then phase two is where we just got our shipment of lettuce and tomatoes and onions and cucumbers and peppers and all that, so that we can serve all that here in the restaurant too. We're going to build some greenhouses so that we can try to do it all year round, and so that we can be true farm to table. And then our seasonings, of course, are from Rib Liquors, which is out of Glasgow.
Right.
We serve local honey that we get right here from Elkton, and different things. So we try to do as much Kentucky products as we can also.
I think it's fantastic. So what gave you the idea to say, well, let's put a restaurant in place? Was that your idea, Robbie's idea, or who came up with that idea?
Well, my background is I was a manager, well, through college I was a waitress at Ruby Tuesday and Applebee's. When I got out of school, I worked at Applebee's, and when Robbie and I got married, I started working at Elkton Bank and Trust, and then when we had our first child 2 years later, he let me stay home, and I stayed home with our son and daughter for 2 years, and then it was time to go back to work. And so I called up my old manager at Applebee's. She hired me that day, and I went back to work in Clarksville, became a manager, and then the food service director job at Todd County came open, so I took that job and did that for 17 years. And we had run the little restaurant in Clifty for about 6 months, and it's always kind of been my dream to do that. And when Jen Harris opened Hip Harvest, I went in there and I was like, "Well, what made you decide to do this?" She said, "Well, I had to have something to do when I retire." And I said, "Oh." And so she was just telling me about that, and I was like, I could do that. I could do that. And so Patrick and Heather Hurt had the business next door for rent. So I called Heather and asked her what the rent was, and she told me. And I'm a go-getter. Like, I think of something, I want to do it today.
Yeah. I hear you.
Robbie's a thinker. He pencils it out 4 or 5 times, 20 times before he does it.
Yeah, right.
So we opened the store, and it was doing very well. And then I was down in Florida. My biological dad had a heart attack, and I was down there with my stepmom. And Carolyn Farmer worked for me, and she said, "The Town Grill's closing." And I was like, "What?" So I called Johnny Knuckles and asked him, and he said, "Well, Melissa, I really don't know what I'm going to do. It's kind of a shock to me right now." And so a few months later, he came to Robbie and I and said, "If we open it back up as a restaurant, we'd like you and Robbie to run it." And so here we are.
I love that story. It's fantastic, and you will find a variety of things here. We're going to talk to Melissa about some of the things they offer and some of the things they've tried and maybe what's coming for them in the future here at Billy Goat Hill. We're right on the square in Elkton. Couldn't find a better place. It amazes me every time I come to Elkton, Melissa. This is one busy town.
It is a busy town. I mean, you look outside sometimes and it's like, where do all these people come from that are going around the square? And if you watch long enough, you might see almost wreck, people get hit. I mean, it's really kind of fun to watch out there sometimes.
It is quite entertaining, but you see a variety of people. But it is amazing how many people are coming around the square in Elton. Still, with 68, the bypass around town, it's still a lot of folks that come through town. But Elton's one of the places that people really love. We're here at Billy Goat Hill. We're going to visit with them for the next little bit. And we've already enjoyed lunch. We'll tell you about our lunch as well, coming up in just a bit as well. We're on Todd 1070, WEKT, and 92.1 FM.